Mom would keep a nice bucket there all the time. Mm-hmm. But now, that was a rule that Daddy made, that when anybody draws a bucket of water, put it in that bucket, and then, of course, you get your water out of it and wash your face and hands. Why not, you know, to drink anything else? Mm-hmm. They would come along. Mama had four brothers that stayed there with us. And every one of them went to World War I, and the last one is at Dublin in the hospital. And they stayed there with us, because folks work on farms some. Some of them didn't work any harder. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, my daddy made a rule that when you draw a bucket of water, put it in, if water was stale or something, didn't want to drink it, throw it out. Had a drain that drained from the side of the well over there, had a drain to go to the pipe, right onto the lot. Had a cement water trough in the lot, you know, for the mules to drink out of. Uh-huh. Big old cement water trough, had it made, you know. Uh-huh. And that water would drain from the house, run into that water tank.
That was pretty good.
And that drain was made, it was, you've seen the big sinks, you know. He had it made at machine shop down here at Collard, over in Perry Alder, run it. He had it make it, you know, and set in a frame, you know. Mm-hmm. You just throw a bucket of water and then you suck on out. Uh-huh. Pipe in
the... That's a good way to water the stock.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you all have cows and a dairy?
No, just had farm cows. You know, just three. Mama always had three or four milk cows. You know, uh-huh. Milk them.
Well, wasn't there a place that people could buy milk and things in town if they wanted to?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just could buy the store. My daddy and Miss Jeffrey run a store there. You could buy milk there. They had big freezer, I don't know what you'd call it that time. It looked like one of these old-fashioned meat cases, you know. Mm-hmm. But now you keep stuff like that cold with ice. Mm-hmm. It's kind of odd to tell, it's kind of odd to see such things. But people back then, they'd run all the stores that have all the convenience they could have, but still they wouldn't have convenience. Now they had they'd have to put ice in all that stuff, keep it cool, you know. But they had ice box, drink box, and have a weight, you know, go way up next to the store, have tackles up in the store, and go down back over yard, and that, raise that lid easy to get a drink out of there. They'd make milkshakes and stuff like that, shave ice off of a block, you know. Put four or five blocks of ice in there at the time, say, side and side, you know. But they had, my dad and said you can do anything back then to try and make a little money. You know, money was so scarce, you know. But now they had a general line, this old buggy and wagon, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, where did they get the milk and things like that that they sold?
Well, Mama would bring a lot of milk to town. She'd sell it to some of the residents, you know. And then, they'd bring milk there, maybe 4, 5, 6, 10 quarts a day or something.
Well, was there a commercial dairy?
No, just maybe. Would bring, I'd say it like this. She'd bring five, they'd kind of like taking eggs from farmers. You know, you bring 5 dozen tomorrow, and Miss Dow would bring 4 dozen next day. And that's the way they'd swap it around. Let each one of them have. And then maybe they'd trade it out, you know. Uh-huh. Buy groceries, children, stuff like that.
Now, what about making butter?
Make it with churns. You know.
And was that done at home too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mama made them many and many a pound of them. They make these old, you've seen them old churn
buttons. I've seen pictures of them.
Well, you'd push them up and down. Us young have to push them things up and down until that cream would make butter. You know. Uh-huh. And she'd have molds, you know, push down.
Well, what's inside the churn?
Push them up and down. Goes up and down kind of with an auger, I call it. Mm-hmm. Pull it up and twist it right back down. Just turn. It's got a little, kind of little wheel on the bottom of it.
What's that wheel thing called? Does that have a name?